News, I'm Gene Randall. At least 17 people were killed when a Pakistani military plane crashed into a Rawalpindi neighborhood Tuesday night, local time. The dead included all five crew members and at least 12 civilians. Another 12 civilians were injured. Pakistan's military says it has no information on the possible cause of the tragedy. Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong descended into the city's subway system today, keeping commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended, forcing riders to queue up for shuttle bus service to other stops. There was some shoving between demonstrators and angry commuters. The Hong Kong protests have turned into the worst social turmoil to rock the former British colony since it returned to Chinese rule 2 decades ago. And fears are mounting that Beijing may soon decide it is time to intervene. Here in the United States, hundreds of people in the California town of Gilroy held a candlelight vigil Monday night in honor of three people killed at a food festival. Gilroy's mayor, Roland Velasco, says the community must not allow itself to be defeated by the shooting.
They took a small town festival that has generated millions of dollars over the last 41 years. They took that from us. He took that from us.
On Sunday evening, a 19-year-old man opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which draws hundreds of thousands of people from the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. The suspect was shot and killed by police after he apparently entered the festival grounds by cutting through a fence, avoiding security checks. One of the victims was a 6-year-old boy. Turkey continues to deploy troops near its southern border with Syria for what appear to be preparations for an imminent attack against U.S.-backed Kurdish forces that Ankara views as terrorists. There are fears such an assault could throw the already volatile region into further instability. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. and China are renewing trade talks today, but hopes for major progress toward an agreement are low. And President Trump is charging that Beijing has abandoned its promise to boost its purchases of American agricultural products. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports on less than rosy predictions.
2 months after U.S.-Chinese talks aimed at ending a tariff war broke down, both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Negotiations resume this week when American trade officials meet a Chinese delegation in Shanghai. They're expected to touch on an array of disputes that has grown to include tension over Chinese tech giant Huawei and the control of technology. Hopes of a breakthrough are low, though. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he didn't know if they're going to make a deal and he doesn't care, repeating his claim that the U.S. is prospering. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Huawei says its global sales were up by double digits in the first half of this year, despite being placed on a U.S. national security blacklist. Here is AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The company said sales in the 6 months ending in June rose 23.2% over a year earlier to $58.3 billion. The company's chairman said sales have suffered some impact since the Trump administration imposed curbs in May on sales of U.S. technology to Huawei, but he gave no details. Huawei is the biggest global maker of network gear for phone companies and the number two smartphone brand. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Here in Washington, a U.S. House committee has issued a report on a year-long investigation of Trump administration efforts to transfer nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. We have a report from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The report shows a longtime friend of President Trump's, Tom Barrack, was involved in pushing one company in particular, IP3 International, which wanted to build nuclear plants in Saudi Arabia without the so-called gold standard that prevents the use of nuclear plants to develop nuclear weapons. Investigators say IP3 officials had unprecedented access to the highest levels of the Trump administration, Trump himself, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and several cabinet secretaries, including Rick Perry, Steve Mnuchin, and Mike Pompeo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A Saudi coalition airstrike on a market in northern Yemen has reportedly killed at least 10 people, including children, and wounded more than 20. The missile slammed into a market in Sada province Monday in apparent retaliation for a Houthi rebel drone attack on a Saudi airbase. A coalition spokesman accused the rebel Houthis of attacking the market themselves, targeting those Yemenis who oppose them. Saudi-led airstrikes have wiped out entire neighborhoods and killed thousands of civilians since 2015. Gene Randall, VOA News.